This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We had University of Michigan economist Justin Wolfers on the program a couple of weeks before the election talking about a paper he had written saying that the markets were betting and betting big on a Clinton win. As we know, things didn't turn out that way. And last week, Justin wrote up his early thoughts on what might have happened with his prediction, betting markets wise. So we called him up to talk it over. Justin, good to have you back.
A pleasure to be back, Kai.
In your piece in the Times last week, laying out what had happened, you basically said the headline is markets sent a strong signal on Trump, then changed their minds. My question to you is, what happened, man? Because you were so sure when we talked.
It was a night and two acts, Kai. It was absolutely clear by midnight that Trump was going to win the election, and you saw markets cratering. But then after midnight, just something changed, and markets rallied, and by the end of the week, they were back up where they'd been before the election, and in fact, a little bit above.
You lay out a couple of possibilities in this piece from last week. The first is, and this is your theory, a failure of imagination. Investors, you write, simply failed to imagine how they might feel when they woke up to President-elect Trump.
Part of this comes from introspection. I will admit, I woke up on Wednesday morning after the election and saw the sun was still shining.
There's another thing you postulate here, this thing that psychologists and some behavioral economists call focusing illusion, that thing that's right in front of you that's the most important thing in the world.
Yeah, if I ask you about something, what you immediately do is you focus on the thing that's most different between the two. So how do you apply that to the election? Traders were trying to think about the difference between Trump land and Clintonia, and they immediately started thinking about the stark differences. And maybe what happened on Wednesday morning is we woke up and realized that much of what goes on in our lives or in our investing lives is not about what's happening in Washington.
You quote a, just on that, what's happening in Washington thing, you quote an analyst note that said maybe investors switched from focusing on the man to the man's policies, which, as you and I discussed last time, are generally more business friendly, quite possibly good for companies and thus good for the markets.
Trump's policies are like catnip for investors. Huge corporate tax cuts and deregulation of the financial sector. I'm not saying either of those would be good for the economy, but they'd be good for stocks. I'll tell you an interesting thing. I looked at data on Google searches for the words Trump tax plan. And it turns out in the 3 months leading up to the election, basically no one on earth Googled that. The next morning, searches for Trump's tax plan went through the roof.
You are and have been a vocal proponent of betting markets and how these markets, where people are putting money on the line, can tell you what's going to happen. Clearly, something went haywire here. We don't have a method for predicting how good the markets are or not. What does this say about your favorite tool here, or one of your favorite tools anyway?
Well, in fact, the markets were saying it was about as likely that he'd win the presidency as the Cubs would win the World Series.
Yeah.
The Cubs won the World Series, and sports betting fans said that something somewhat unusual had happened. Unusual, but not unheard of. And I think that's what happened this time. The markets did get it wrong, but we shouldn't be surprised when that happens.
You got to be surprised when that happens. Come on, right?
You're exactly right, Kai. I should be surprised when the Cubs win the World Series, and I should be surprised when the underdog wins the presidency. But in neither case should it cause sort of a fundamental re-examination. I mean, some of the commentary I've heard has been, you know, we should no longer listen to markets, we should no longer listen to polls, we should no longer listen to any quantitative analysis at all. And I think that's tremendously overblown.
Justin Wolfers is a professor of economics at the University of Michigan. Justin, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.